This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wednesday. It's the last Wednesday of October 2022, i.e. the 26th of October. How about that for time flying when you're having fun, etc., etc., etc.? I'm looking around at some of the things that are happening today. I want to ask you, Jay Kirschman here with me, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Is this good news? And I always like to start with good news. Mm-hmm. There's a proposal for a big solar farm that actually was granted, the approval was granted in Kankakee County, Illinois. And so I'm wondering about, this is northern Illinois, 3,000 acres of farmland just in the western part of the county have been approved for a solar farm. So I look at it two ways. First of all, we have a problem with land, farmland being taken out of use, out of production. As a matter of fact, I'm starting an initiative here in Massachusetts to outlaw conservation commissions from taking working in use farmland and that belongs to a city or a town and putting it into conservation just to save habitat. I mean, there's plenty of that around, but we don't have enough land to grow food to feed our people. But I get the idea of solar farms because solar, I believe, is a good, clean way to fix some of the problems, depending on how much credibility you give to the climate change, you know, some of the lunatics. But there are some people that actually are studying this, that understand it, that are reasonable in the way they describe how to fix it. And I think solar and wind power are two very good ways of getting away from using so much fossil fuel. But is taking 3,000 acres of farmland the way to do it? I don't think it is. I think there are ways, as I'm discovering, because I want to put 7 or 8 acres of it on my farm, but I'm going to have the kind of solar that you could, that is raised. It's off the ground, like, I think 10, 12 feet, so the cows can graze in the pasture underneath it, and the sun gets through to the land, because these solar panels turn with the sun. So they have a little electric motors on them, and they follow the sun. Yeah. So that way we keep the farmland as usable farmland. And they've asked me, do you want to have the cows grazing there or do you want to do crops or whatever it is? So there are plans, and I don't know which of these two there are. I got a feeling that these people are astute enough so that they'd want to keep using the farmland. It exists at the moment as regular farmland. And there's so much of it, such beautiful farmland in northern Illinois. So anyway, the county ordinance allows for solar, it is, I think if you're in a town that's considering this, just make sure, I guess this is the word to the wise, something I'll talk about on the American Family Farmer Show this next week. The idea is to keep the land in agricultural production and do solar together, which you can do. And that's really what you want to have the focus on, because it's important to have both, actually.
Oh, of course. And I think sometimes that's what we are seeing, that some landowners and farmers will sell off a portion of their land so that they can get that money to continue running their farm.
Right, exactly. And that's what we need.
The cost issues that have been happening.
Yes, right. That's a good, astute way of looking at it. Unfortunately, the powers that be in Massachusetts are not that bright, and we have a program in Massachusetts that allows farmers to save their land by putting it into an agricultural category, but the state in their wisdom has not allowed people to put solar on these farms, which is the antithesis of intelligence. As you just pointed out, it's how you keep the farms in business and keep growing food that we need so desperately now here in America. Fresh, locally grown food. That's what we need more than anything else when it comes to the food supply. So let's not screw that up. The U.S. Geological Survey says there was a 5.1 earthquake this morning, 12 miles east of San Jose, 4 miles down No reports of damage or injuries. Wow. That's a big one. Not that, well, it's big enough, 5.1. It's not like a 7. But
no.
It's San Francisco.
No.
Is,
yeah.
Yeah. You look at those buildings and you wonder how those puppies shake, rattle, and roll up on Knob Hill. Look at that building go back and forth. Ah. Okay. The Halloween season is upon us. I don't know what to think of this, but you tell me. Story about 5 daycare workers who have been charged with child abuse. Somebody took a video of them trying to scare small children with scary masks. The mask that you would see in the movie Scream.
Kind of like it, but it seemed a little bit scarier than the one they used in Scream. But it was very similar. They were getting in these children, they were getting in their faces and screaming.
That's stupid.
And there was somebody in the back, I don't know if it was somebody in the background or the person who was holding the phone taking the video, but they were like, monster, it's time to clean up. And it, like, these children are cowering and crying and,
unbelievable. So this is in Mississippi. Not far from Jackson, Mississippi, where we are heard. So I wonder what the people in Jackson are thinking. This is the daycare workers are asking these children why they're screaming. Are you being bad? Do I need to take you outside? This is on the video. And then the screaming small children that are there. What kind of stupid... I don't like that word. And I like to lose it more than use it. But lately, I'm motivated to use it because there's just so many examples of people being ludicrously stupid. Why would you, especially if you're working as a daycare worker taking care of small children, you're going to scare them? They don't know anything about Scream. They don't know. They just know what's scary.
And especially at that age, they believe almost everything that they are told or see.
Yeah.
And these children did not know it was one of the daycare workers and a mask. It was awful and traumatizing. And as a parent, when you're sending your child to an establishment like this, you are trusting that these people are taking care of the physical and emotional well-being of your child. And this was not cutting it.
No, not at all. Danger. This is a danger to society, these kind of people. And they have this person hopefully got fired for doing that. Unbelievable. Oy. Sheriff's office investigated anyway. So they brought charges against these daycare workers. Felony child abuse is what they were charged with. Good. They should be, and they should be fired. And then have their heads examined for being that dumb to pull a stunt like that. All right, speaking of Halloween, you want to know how to keep your jack-o'-lantern fresh? You know how, what happens with these things? I remember this from when I was a child, carving them. I always thought this was fun. And we always grew pumpkins in the garden. And so we could have them and we could, you know, take a knife and cut the two eyes and the nose out and do what we do for the mouth. You know, you cut a little up and down. And it looks cool and you open it up.
The teeth and stuff. And yeah. I loved the pumpkin seeds, the fresh pumpkin seeds.
Yeah. Okay. So if you have one of these... And you've carved it out and you're dressing up your front porch and it rains or it gets humid, the pumpkin rots like almost instantly, especially if you don't take out the pulp that's on the inside of the pumpkin. If you take it out, it has a shot at living a little bit longer or being around. But you know what I'm talking about. At the end of the Halloween season, the pumpkin is just a big pile of mush on your front porch, right? You experienced that. I certainly.
Mm-hmm.
I used to throw it in there.
It's great for animals to eat.
Yeah, right. You throw it in the backyard and let the deer eat it or whatever. But if you want, the point here is that there's a way to keep the mold at bay, and it involves using bleach. Did you know that? Putting bleach. If you put bleach, supposedly, on the, but this may be an old wives' tale. Somebody will check it out on Snopes or something. Ah, that's a lot of baloney.
But then the animals can't eat it.
That's very true. Yeah, it's one or the other. You want to keep the jack-o'-lantern from, you know, falling apart. You give it a bleach bath. If you want to feed it to the animals, you don't. That's it. pretty much, you know, they, and I wonder, excuse me, Jay, how many people will think about it that way. They'll just see this, okay, I'm going to put Clorox on my pumpkin, and it'll save it in, you know, and then they'll throw it out in the backyard thinking that some deer is going to eat it, and the deer eats it, and it'll be the end of the deer.
You know, there's a different alternative. If you want the fresh pumpkin, do it as close to Halloween as possible so you don't have to worry about treating it. And then once it is done and the animals can eat it, and if you want the decoration longer, then go buy fake stuff, people.
Fake pumpkins.
Go buy the fake pumpkins to put on your front porch if you want it to last that long.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there you go.
Worlds.
Yes. But you see, the people promoting Clorox aren't going to tell you that because they want to sell Clorox. They're not going to, you know, they're going to say, oops, wait a minute, you can't feed this to the animals in the backyard.
There's no disclaimer at the end.
Yeah, no, no, none whatsoever. So, anyway, there's a story about an exploding bonfire in Green Bay, Wisconsin. 17 high school students injured. This is before the football game at Columbia St. Mary's in Milwaukee. The sheriff's office said 30, 40 teenagers gathering for a homecoming party, football game. And at some stage during the celebration, a 55-gallon drum of diesel fuel was put on. My God, these people, how are they this stupid?
Were they
trying put it
to
on top of the bonfire.
Again? Huh? It's like they're trying to have their own Burning Man. I know with homecoming and stuff, you always have that, I forget what it's called, but with a bonfire and everybody gets around the day before the homecoming dance and with the football game and no. Certain material will explode.
But a 55-gallon drum, you realize how much energy there is in that? I don't even know. How did they get a 55-gallon?
There were adults that approved this, apparently.
Oh, my God.
How else would it have happened?
Yeah. Just amazing. I mean, the more stuff like this, it's laughable. You cry about it, but you cannot believe how stupid and impractical some people are. Good heavens. 18 past the hour.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the Texas Superfood. Superfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world.
And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Take some cooking classes that are based on ancestral diets. When I say ancestral diet, obviously I'm talking about our ancestors, but I'm talking about our ancestors in the sense that the foods they made before there was cancer, before there was arthritis, before there was heart disease, before there was diabetes, on the scale that you see it today. The scale of these diseases today is simply a matter of serious malnutrition.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the hour. Oh, surprise, surprise. Kanye West is in trouble again because of what he said. There's a lot of gossip about Kanye West. Some of it is interesting. Some of it's compelling. Some of it seems silly. But this is kind of serious for a guy who was making a lot of money with Adidas. We'll tell you the story after this. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
That's how long I've been on ya.
My cup of tea. However, Kanye West is the focus of lots of conversation. It seems that the Yeezy line represents a couple of $1 billion a year in annual sales for Adidas. So the fact that they said, we do not tolerate anti-Semitism or any kind of hate speech, you're out of here, it's not only going to cost Kanye West, but it will cost them as well. Is there somebody else? Can we find somebody else? Is there somebody else that has the starch that he does? Why do people follow him? Is his rap music that good? How did he get this popular? I guess I don't. I mean, everybody knows who this guy is. But yeah, how did he?
Yeah, well, he is a well-known rapper, but he's also in the fashion world. He he partnered with Adidas, Gap, Balenciaga. He was a big
part
of Vogue.
And relationships gone?
Yes. Well, Gap, Balenciaga, and Vogue all had terminated their partnerships with him. And then the latest was Adidas. But of his net worth, Adidas, that accounted for $1.5 billion. So when you take that away, take away all the other things, he went from being on the billionaires list to now his net worth is pretty much around $400 million, which is still a lot of money.
I'll take it.
But when you think, yeah, but when you think, relatively speaking, from the just this one thing alone that was worth about $1.5 billion of his net worth, taking that away. He is, it's going to be interesting if there are going to be radio stations that stop playing his music. Because they have pulled recording artists for saying a lot less.
Yeah, right. So he's bashing Jewish media for signing him. He posted a screenshot of his text message, and he wrote, quote, "This ain't a game. Use this as an example of how the Jewish people tell you to call me and threaten me or influence me, whatever it is." So he's not backing down, which isn't probably too smart, especially when some of the stuff he says is just not. It's ignorance as much as anything else. So anyway, Yeezy on the way out. 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A magnitude 5.1 earthquake was felt widely across California's greater San Francisco Bay Area on Tuesday. Rattling homes and shaking windows, the quake hit about lunchtime and was centered 12 miles east of downtown San Jose. The debate took place last night between Democrat John Fetterman and Dr. Mehmet Oz for one of Pennsylvania's two Senate seats. This will be determined by the midterm elections on November 8th. John Fetterman.
I'm running to serve Pennsylvania. He's running to use Pennsylvania. And let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. And I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I'm running for the U.S. Senate because Washington keeps getting it wrong with extreme positions. John Fetterman takes everything to an extreme, and those extreme positions hurt us all.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a woman who built a $15,000 cottage in her backyard for her brother who has autism.
Mm-hmm.
So she
My brother.
And her boyfriend built this fellow, Chris, his own cottage in their backyard after they moved to Maui.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to talk about what's going on? You've come to the right place to listen to and then participate on social media with us. Questions and answers, Facebook and Instagram, we're at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And you hear the program every day, all day long, our podcast as well. The Good Day Download, most recent one, a focus on the decline of numbers of children who are poor. We also talk about an implant to help fight cancer on most recent download. Gloria Gaynor's film debut, the latest on the flu versus COVID, et cetera, et cetera. We're always talking about stuff. There's all kinds of things on the menu at gooddayshow.com. Listen to the podcast. You can't listen to the repeat of the show played all day long. Gooddayshow.com. You can follow us on social media, as I said, social on Facebook and Instagram if you can stand them, at gooddayshow.com. We're okay, but Facebook and Instagram isn't. It's like major mayhem there as usual. Okay, some good news here from Penn State University, Jay. They have made a breakthrough which may help in the adaptation of getting a fast charge in your electric car. So this is being done, according to them anyway, they've enabled a 10-minute charge for a new EV battery, it looks like, or shorter even. This is good. But under the circumstances, understand if you're going to buy an electric car, there may not be enough power, and you're not saving anything anyway, really. I mean, maybe it's feel good, but the power for the car is being generated by a fossil fuel plant burning coal or oil or natural gas. So, again, this is the same question I ask all the time. What do you really know about what you're doing? If it's a passion buy, if it's what you want because it's fun, the cars are very spontaneous, and yeah, that's great. But just don't think you're saving anything by buying an electric vehicle right now because you're not. But
well, and especially
this work,
the way it's manufactured. And think about people who live in apartments. They don't have a garage or somewhere that they can just charge their vehicle. They have to actually go to charging stations or get extension cards to toss out their window to try to charge it.
Yeah, whatever. All right, so that's that. Just keep that in mind. I see that the witches are coming up at Mirror Lake. Remember last winter when I went across Mirror Lake, Lake Placid, to get from Vermont to New York to pick up a piece of farm equipment, and I went across
in
the middle of the snow, and it looked like my truck was on the water going across or on the ice. Well, on that lake this week, there are a lot of interesting videos and pictures of people who are riding on paddle boards and canoes and stuff, even hydro bikes, that are dressed up as witches and warlocks. So this is an annual event that attracts a lot of locals and tourists and stuff. And I'm looking at some of these outfits. They toss out candy while they're floating around on these boats. So you have to jump into the water to get the candy. But a lot of the youngsters and tourists apparently like it as well. But it's this time of year, you go up there, the trees are so magnificent. The colors here, we're at peak. On my farm, I'm looking out the window at the oranges and the yellows on the trees. I happen to be very fortunate in my home here and at the farm. I'm surrounded by trees, these magnificent big old maple trees that keep the house cool in the summertime. And so it's kind of, I thought it was cute that, you know, you have this, everybody's creative and they take it lightly and they have fun, and that's what it's all about, I think. Hopefully that's what's going to happen. Here's something not so fun. A couple in Colorado needed to enlist their neighbors for help. Their home got swallowed up by tumbleweeds. Imagine, this sounds like a really bad movie.
This is the most, like, meanwhile in Colorado story ever.
Yeah, how so? Because this is...
The tumbleweeds going
around. Tumbleweeds are everywhere in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
This happened in Colorado Springs. Apparently, this lady opened up the front door, and all it was tumbleweeds. And she said, I felt helpless. I thought it was a bad dream. Neighbors apparently helped clear a path for her and her husband to be able to get out. But just imagine, it's like, you know, it's something you can deal with, but yet it still is kind of scary. Because you don't know, the tumbleweeds are very light, but you don't know what bugs are in them. You know, that stuff, 60-mile-an-hour winds, though, would push the tumbleweeds across the plains all the way from down in Texas up. You know, they can go anywhere, over to New Mexico, Arizona. You always see tumbleweeds when you're going across the interstates there.
Flat in areas where Colorado is not all mountains.
Yeah, right. It isn't. We all think it is, but it's not. Okay. By the way, there's a fellow named John Neal. Go to his website. You can Google him, N-I-E-L-L. If you want to learn how to carve your pumpkin, this guy is a professional pumpkin carver. And he, on his video, he's got a podcast and a video, he's done some crazy things, carving out faces and things on jack-o'-lanterns, on pumpkins. And he teaches you how to do it on his website, John Neal, if you're looking for something clever and creative. Today is National Lung Health Day. On the fourth Wednesday in October, this has been going on for a number of years. Not only is this Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it's also Healthy Lung Month. We all know, obviously, you can't live if you can't breathe. And there are a lot of lung problems brought about by people being exposed to things in the air or smoking, doing things. I was talking about the documentary about the Queen that I watched on the plane. One of the things that was so obvious, her father, the King, who died of lung cancer at 55, there was never a shot when he didn't have a cigarette either in his mouth or his hand. He just smoked all the time. And so, you know, chronic lung disease comes from things like that. Cancer growths come from things like that. Anybody who's still using tobacco products, you're just asking for it. You are. You're asking to kill yourself. I'm going to kill myself. I'll do it this way. So all these chemical compounds that are around now, they put them in these vape things, right? To get kids hooked on them, they made them raspberry flavored or cherry flavored or whatever it is. That stuff gets into your lungs. Has no place to go.
Mm-hmm.
It's there. And the little capillae in your lungs that are responsible for exchanging the air, the blood, and getting, you know, you have blue blood and you have red blood. The blue blood is what comes back to your heart through your lungs to be cleansed so that when it gets pumped out again, it has all the nutrition. The red blood is the nutrition blood. The blue blood is the blood that's been spent. And so anyway, there's a lot of research being done here. You know, polio is a lung disease. There's just so much in terms of respiratory therapy that gets done, but it's done by people who are doing harm to themselves for the most part. Not always, but for, you know, a large percentage of the population that has lung problems, they're self-inflicted. So maybe that's something to think about today, Lung Health Day. We're going to be joined by Dr. Christopher Macklin in a moment with all the discussion of mental health. We're going to talk with him about that and some other things that he's researching right after this here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let me guess. Unknown caller? You could reduce the number of unwanted calls and emails with online privacy protection. The latest innovation from Discover will help regularly remove your personal info, like your name and address, from 10 popular people search websites that could sell your data. And we'll do it for free. Activate in the Discover app. See terms and learn more at discover.com/online privacy protection.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, let's get into a discussion that we need to be having more of. All of us need to be more aware of what it is, our emotions and the things that we don't sometimes want to produce, or we don't want to connect with the realities that are affecting us, whether sometimes it's addiction, the depression, the bipolar problems. We have to look no further than Donald Trump to see what life is like with bipolarism, whether you like that or not, whether you know it or not, or whether you, it doesn't make a difference whether you know it or you don't know it. The guy's got a serious bipolar problem. That's why he is the way he is. So we have Dr. Christopher Macklin here, who is an author, a lecturer, researcher, energy worker. What does it mean, Dr. Macklin, to be an energy worker, a medical intuitive? What does that mean? What are you capable of doing?
Well, intuitive, and thanks for having me on the show, bless your heart. Intuitive, it's, you look at it and you use your gifts. I think remote viewing people's bodies and have a look at what's going on, I have a gift, everything's a gift. Or you can use intuition, like, oh, okay, is someone got cancer, where is it? And you have to get, by intuition, you can be led to where the problems in the body are. And, you know, and energy is basically, our bodies, of course, you know, are 80-something percent water, and they vibrate at water. So when you get low vibrational areas in the body, then it can affect the body in a negative way, you know. And that's why a lot of people at the moment are getting a lot of problems with things like cancer and lung issues, whatever, you know. So it's important, you know, to shift your mental health to and take our power back, I think, is really important.
Right. All right. So the things that you write about, you have written a number of books, including History, Truth, and Healing. This is something that's aimed at physical ailments. I know you write about HIV and AIDS and that sort of thing, people affected by Agent Orange and Gulf War Syndrome. Those lead to a physical disorder, can lead to a mental disorder. I think that's partially what your point is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, take Morgellons, for example. A lot of people haven't heard of Morgellons. We work with it, you know, daily. A lot of people have it, and it's caused by nanotechnology. And I've worked with a very world-leading toxicologist to understand how it works and to get a solution to get the things out of the body. But it's very destructive because it does affect you, because this Morgellons, you know, weird things come out of your skin, like it's nylons and, you know, the things a little bit, you know, outside the box, to say the least. It's a horrific disease, you know. But most diseases are caused, you know, in my opinion, and I've seen it because, you know, we work on about 2,000 healing sessions a week with general.
Really?
Specialists.
How do you do that?
Oh, yeah, we have a group on, you know, every, three times a week, Monday morning, Thursday evening and Saturday morning, and it's by donation. If you don't have any money, I encourage people, just come on, because it helps you.
Well, how do they find that, though? Let's give them an address as to where to go to get more information.
It's global, we call our company globalenlightenmentproject.com.
And if you Global on, Enlightenment you Project.
It, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we've only got a few more seconds here. I think what I wanted to highlight was, because I've talked so much lately about what's going on psychologically with all of us and suicide and things like that, how that is brought about. There's so many different ways you can encounter this. It's good to know that, you know, some people go to prayer, some people go to meditation, as I think you teach, but whatever it is, this is a place to go to get some, perhaps some results. It's globalenlightenmentproject.com. All right, Dr. Macklin, thank you for being here to underscore that. Appreciate applying these principles.
Thanks, God bless you all. Thank you for having me on.
Take good care. 10 before the hour.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight, At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here to get started with Movie Moments. Chuck Curry is our movie man. He's the expert when it comes to all sorts of video. So we have something certainly to engage our mind wrapped around the Terminator. Chuck Curry, what is it?
Well, actually, this day in movie history, October 26, 1984, James Cameron's Terminator landed in theaters. And when I saw that, it made me realize, like harkening back, going into a movie theater in the 1980s, seeing this movie and realizing that you could be utterly surprised by the quality and how great this movie actually was, not on a huge budget. I mean, it was very inventive. Cameron, who was not that well known at the time, this made him an A-list director in the industry, and obviously casting Arnold Schwarzenegger as the villainous Terminator changed the arc of his career. Linda Hamilton also pretty damn good as a female action hero in this film, but a classic film, Terminator. The sequel got all the buzz, and it was real good, but I still think the original Terminator from 84 is the best entry in this overall franchise. I like the first three. The rest of them Not so much.
But. Not so much. All right. The fellow who directed Frosty the Snowman and Santa Claus is Coming to Town has passed away. Jules Bass was 87. Isn't that the Christmas special that we all like?
Those
Frosty
are two good
the
ones.
Snowman?
Those
yep.
are two good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Frosty
very much
the Snowman,
so.
is that's iconic. One of the great one of the great 20 minutes of animation storytelling of all time. It really is.
So Tim Burton, I started this yesterday, we didn't get anywhere with it, says he doesn't want to do a Marvel film. Did somebody ask him, or is he just saying that because
I also think,
he wants
I didn't read the whole thing,
him.
But I also think he took a shot at Disney. He called it, I think it, he said it's too, I'm paraphrasing, but I think he said it was just way too corporate run.
Yeah, it is. I agree with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
No creativity anymore there.
Well,
it's
Tim
all
Burton
bean
did,
counts.
You know, he did the original Batman in 89 and Batman Returns in 92. I like those films a lot. They are flawed, but very inventive. I don't know if he would ever be asked to do a Marvel movie anyway at this stage
in his career.
He's too his spin on things is a little bit too unique, I think, for the corporate heads over at Disney anyway. A superhero film. Here's one thing about superhero movies. James Gunn, who helmed the Guardians of the Galaxy movies, he had some issues in his personal life, survived them, but he's been named the head of DC superhero film division, and it made a lot of news yesterday. And he's a very talented guy, but it makes you wonder that at some of these studios, all they really care about is the superhero division. Everything else it seems like white noise around the edges, which is really the big problem in the movie industry. Got to do other stuff besides superhero movies. I like them, but come on.
What do you hear about Hugh Jackman's new movie, The Son?
I don't know too much about it. When does it come out?
Well, I think we were talking about it earlier on the air, and I think Jay said it wasn't coming out until next year.
Okay.
They have, he and his wife were talking about this. The movie follows divorced parents as they struggle to keep their teenage son connected with his mental health. Yeah, it's very personal, apparently.
That's good. So, listen, you don't have to put on a cape. In every movie. He's a very talented guy. He's very diverse,
he
very
is.
Polite. And
I thought
powerful.
That circus movie now, he did was very good. Didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, the circus movie that he did. What was it called?
Yeah, Greatest Showman.
Greatest Showman, yeah. That was a
big
good movie.
Hit, too. Very big hit.
It was, yes. All right, Lawrence Fishburne is talking in interviews about not being invited back to The Matrix 4. Why would anybody...
He's probably
look at
lucky
me.
Because,
I'm over
I mean,
here.
The movie was a complete bust.
Yeah, right. So you didn't miss a thing, right?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay, Carrie Ann Moss. She's around a lot now. There's something about her that's attractive, and I can't put my finger on it. You agree? She has that
I like
some
her.
Kind of a quality.
I mean, I don't think she's worked a lot since those original Matrix films, but I certainly was a fan. One other thing, this new series, Ryan Murphy series, The Watcher, which is a perfect vehicle for Halloween, 7 episodes, gotten good reviews and blowing up ship on Netflix. Unbelievably
really?
Popular.
Wow.
Yep.
All right, so that's good to know. You always want to have, you know, the Netflix thing. There's a big argument going on between those new television channels, the news channels, and Verizon. So if you have it on your Fios, you're not going to get it because they aren't paying what the originators wanted out of it. That would be interesting to follow. 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.